This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yesterday, though, because we had so much local news with the Blazers, the Portland Diamond Project, the Pac-12 suing the Mountain West, and we even had big Oregon injury news with the Matthew Bedford update from Coach Dan Lanning in his Monday press conference. We didn't get to the fact that Brett Favre was testifying in front of Congress yesterday, and he dropped the he's got Parkinson's, which, gosh, that is, Parkinson's sucks, man.
I don't want this to sound conflicted. I feel bad for him, and that's a terrible, terrible affliction to have. But the timing of that feels odd.
He just slipped that in there, man.
It feels odd, right?
Yeah.
That's like, look, man, that sucks. Like, and if you're guilty of everything that they've think that you're guilty of, you're a terrible human, but nobody deserves to have that.
It feels like a Hail Mary in terms of, hey, you can't come down too hard on me for any of this, because guess what?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can admit that Brett Favre may not be the best guy, but I don't wish that upon anybody.
No.
You know?
No, you can separate.
That's where I sit right there. Yeah. But there's more to that story, because why he was testifying in front of Congress was because of the
Mississippi welfare scandal.
Misappropriation of funds in the state of Mississippi, over
$77 million that was tagged to go to welfare.
Yep, it would be welfare fraud is what it was. And that he was testifying in front of Congress because he was paid a buttload of money for doing nothing.
Yes.
And apparently, you know, Favre was just up there saying everything had been vetted by the governor, by everybody who's, you know, on his end. He was just getting paid, right? And his whole deal was he wanted a new volleyball complex for Southern Mississippi, right? Well, there was more to it. And there's more to it because Anna Wolf is a journalist who won a Pulitzer Prize
for her reporting
on this welfare fraud scandal. And today, now we are finding out that they must not like the old First Amendment down there in Mississippi, because she's facing some jail time, potentially, for not revealing her sources.
Yeah, the big part about this is the then-governor, Phil Bryant, who is named in the suit alongside Brett Favre, if you believe the reporting, is that this was a wink, wink, nod, nod. This the kind of things you see in movies of, you know, moving money around for friends and be careful with the legality of this, because Brett Favre's already gone after a couple different people for libel and slander. So I'm minding my P's and Q's here. But it's the kind of stuff you hear about in movies, and the worst things you think about politicians and siphoning off funds and stealing from constituents. That's basically what this kind of reporting amounted to. And she is now being sued. And in this, you have a former governor who, I don't care what anybody says, has an immense amount of power, an overwhelming support of people in power in the state of Mississippi, and is pushing for a judge. And a judge is pushing for the journalist in question here to not only reveal what information she has, but her confidential sources, which is absolutely, unequivocally unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's the First Amendment.
Here's the thing is
number one.
This is that whole like you know the good old boys network. If a former governor is leveraging a judge who is leveraging jail time over a journalist to reveal sources over his former governor buddy, I mean you could not paint this to be an uglier picture.
The governor in the lawsuit wants all of her notes, all of her emails, all of her confidential sources, and the judge is ruling in ordering that Wolf and her publication, Mississippi Today, and her publisher, who is also being sued in all of this, turn those things over to him or show him what they've got so then he can determine the relevance of the defamation case moving forward.
That's not how this works.
That and even that is a slippery slope. Now, is it standard practice to do this? No, but there are certain steps in the confidential sources. No, you don't do that. But
even some of the information, nature of that information might be wholly qualified to where it reveals the source.
It is commonplace for a reporter to meet with a judge and share notes and to debrief a judge on what is who the sources were.
A closed docket, but in that
but not
case.
Yeah, and not even you know say who the sources were, but give them a broad enough picture to say, yeah, I've got them to the screws here.
It's within scope. The problem here is that this isn't just some dude saying defamation, slander, libel. This is the former governor who very likely has a relationship with the court.
I would say so.
Whatever information the court finds out doesn't become protected, doesn't become privileged. It's not sealed under anything. And now that information and those sources and that can be those screws can be put to people.
Yeah, and look, we have seen reporters go to jail before. Usually doesn't work out well for the court because these cases will go to state Supreme Courts and then the Supreme Court, and it does not go well because you're protected under the First Amendment to keep your confidential sources in the freedom of the press. To keep your confidential sources just that, confidential. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. It will not be the last time that this happens.
It's a politician with power, even or a former politician with power, trying to leverage this.
They are going to lose this fight.
Yeah.
They will lose this fight.
ACLU is going to step in, and I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that those sources are ever revealed.
No. No. And look, here's why they're going to lose it, too. You think there's a single member of the media that is going to be like, you know what? Unveil your confidential sources.
Yeah, no. Go down that road. For sure.
Take everything that we learned in J school. Throw it out the door. You know, this is the right thing to do. They're going to lose the PR battle. They're going to lose the court battle. This is a power play, and they're going to lose this power play. And Anna Wolf may not just have a Pulitzer Prize to her name. She may have a countersuit and millions of dollars to her name at the expense of the people of Mississippi if the courts do, in fact, jail her for this. So I think that, and look, Congress isn't investigating this. They're trying to get to the bottom of it. If they do, unlikely. But if they do, then this is all going to be a moot point, and this is all just going to be lawyers' fees that were unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Shocking. Shocking.
No way. There will be lawyers. Yeah. And guess what? There's always billable hours.
Billable hours, baby. Somebody's going to get paid.